dating, where to start? Perhaps, when do you actually know that you're ready for dating? Hello, you beautiful listener. My name is Kevin Miner, and you're listening to my podcast, hence the name, Kevin's Pod. This is season 2 of the podcast. Now, I have to admit, the last time I recorded an episode, or the last time I posted an episode on this platform, Kevin's Pod, was last year at around towards the end of November, and then I took like a sabbatical. But I have to be honest, I wasn't clear on where, to some extent, I wasn't clear to where the podcast was headed. And that's not to say that I was never intentional with my episodes. In fact, if you listen to my episodes, I was very keen and very intentional with the episodes. The podcast for me is still the platform that I want to use to really share things that really matter to us, self-development, or things that should be prioritized, things that they forgot to add in our school curriculum. And so that's why I'm back here, and I'm feeling very compelled to still share with you knowledge and really affirm to you things that you may know, but you're taking for granted. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that now that it's season 2, in fact, I was like resuming, I'm realizing, you know what, I could say that like, I can use season 2 as an excuse to say like, you know, I took a break from season 1, so now we're in season 2. So yeah, I mean, we're in season 2, episode 1. This is going to be really different because as I am speaking right now, I have no script. Normally I script my episodes just to guide me, but I feel like I am a veteran at this, so, you know, we're going to roll with it. So yes, we are talking about dating, which is a very interesting topic. Here's why I decided to talk about dating, because you'd wonder, why dating of everything else? First of all, it's February as I'm recording this. I still, another second year consecutive without a Valentine's. It's not painful. It's just something that you start getting used to. You know, the thing about being single, like for this long, is that it gets less painful. In fact, you start to adapt to it. The risk is, how do you adjust to now you start dating, right? Because it's still, it's not in my bucket list. It becomes so novel, it's on your bucket list. That's what I'm trying to say. So dating, because, yeah, again, it's the month of February. But more than that, it's a very interesting topic. Like, there's a book I was reading, and this pastor was narrating, and he was saying, you know, he does, you know, dating topics, you know, once in a while. And every time he does that, the church is in a janga for some reason. These are grown-ups still trying to learn about dating. So it's a very interesting topic that really interests us as young people, interests me, that I love talking about and hearing opinions. So I'm going to be giving you advice to the best of my knowledge. Not that I'm an expert. I told you I've not been dating for 2 years. So take my advice at your own risk. But we're going to talk about it regardless. So right, when do you know that you're ready for dating? I don't know how I'm going to put this or I'm going to present this, but let's start with the backstory. When I was in high school, I always felt the pressure to date. Now, for you to understand why I used to have the pressure, you probably need to understand where all this came from. So in primary school, I was in a boys' boarding school, Naivasha Boys' Boarding School, which, oh man, it was quite a roller coaster. Till this day, I look back and I think, why did my parents take me there? Because it was quite the place. With that being said, it built me to the person that I am today, and I'm grateful for that experience. But that's not the point. The point is, it was a boarding boys, right? So you are from class 5 all the way to class 8. You are in a boys boarding school, so you do not know any other gender apart from the male gender. Not to say that I was involved in any male. I'm very straight. But, you know, like when you're in a boys boarding school, like those are things that you would never necessarily think of. And that was what I realized. I didn't realize that until now I came to the high school. Oh, my high school was very neat, man. I think my parents just upgraded, man. It was very neat. It was very nice. It was very posh, right? So I'm talking about Aga Khan High School, Nairobi. Considering to where I was coming from, this was like, damn, an upgrade. We had a swimming pool in that school. We had amazing teachers. Like, students used to challenge teachers. In Naivasha Boarding, never used to happen. Like, you dare talk, you know, you dare challenge a teacher, and that's it for you. Here, people were challenging teachers. People were expressing themselves. On Thursdays, we used to have fries and burger for lunch. That's how posh this place was. So I get into this place. I remember it was like January. I'm this shy kid who had like fungi on his skin. because of Nevashabudi, I had like really rounded, my skin was lightening up to some, it had patches of light skin, but you could tell it was the skin drying up, and really, it was really, really, really ugly. And this is what I saw. So I get into this school. I have some very, tainted teeth. So my teeth were discolored at the front, very brown because of, again, the water I was taking in the washer. Quite crazy. And I get into this place and I'm looking. And the first thing I see girls with pants, like girls with trousers, like school uniform. Yeah, girls are going to trousers. I was used to places where girls in school used to even cut their hair. So it was culture shock. That's probably what I'm trying to say. And then I realized how shy I was. The first day was pretty smooth. Rough at the beginning, but smooth and rough until the point where one of my classmates, who was a girl, came and talked to me. All this time, my head was buried in my desk. And I think I've narrated this story intermittently or often to my friends. And so this girl comes up to talk to me, and I realized at that moment, oh, girls are actually human. They actually have feelings. They actually get interested in people. Maybe I read too much from the high that she said, but I was like, she likes me. But with that being said, I think that's when I realized how much I am fond of girls. I love women. I'm so confident to say that. Like, I do love women and I respect them. But at that point, there was a very kafiery feeling in me that realized, bro, you have never interacted with girls for like how many years now? Yeah, let's not even count. Let's just take this opportunity to do as much as we can in that regard. And so that's where my journey for hitting on girls started. And there was this pressure. Remember, this is an international school, but dating is like the norm, right? Dating is like the norm. And maybe at that time, I mean, times have changed. Where you're Shuleni Poa, where their parents take your kids to a girl. It's an amazing school. At that time, that was the norm. And it's not like explicit dating. It's like dating ile ukuchini. If you're in a mixed school, those things are there. So dating was like the norm at that time. And here's the thing. I'm not like the most attractive guy, but I do have my good parts, but I'm not like the most attractive. So, you know, I never had too many girl friends, like friends who were ladies. And so it was up to me to work towards that. And so there was this feeling of, you know, you're being compelled to, you know, you need to be in a relationship because people seem to be in a relationship, or, you know, since you're seeing girls. And part of this was fueled because of where I was coming from, now that I had the opportunity to explore and do what I needed to do. So I finally got to date. But the approach I was taking on dating was not because I understood the meaning and essence behind dating. I mean, to even call it dating at that time is just very premature, because, or it's an oversight, because it was not dating. It was more of, we are trying to explore, we are trying to do stuff that other people are doing. And so I really compromised the person that I was. I really tried to shape up and form according to how I saw cool kids acting. And I could never be a cool kid. The thing with me is, like, I have a really sweet tongue. So I really kind of got, you know, girlfriends, lady friends, right? So it became like such a priority to me to, you know, always be hitting on a new girl or trying to make someone blush or trying to flirt with someone. It was really a problem, especially in my first and second year. And so, you know, at that time, I eventually got to date. It was not as beautiful as I thought it would be. And yet, I was so confused when I'm thinking, okay, I have a girlfriend, where do I even start? I mean, for me, the chase was more beautiful than even getting there. Like when finally a girl says, yes, I'll be your girlfriend, then you start now retreating because you're like, okay, I was just enjoying the chase. So where does it go from here? So there was never intention in really dating, which I'm really glad that I learned and I realized, because now when I moved to campus, it's what I'm saying. And I'm really glad that I had that experience where I went to a mixed school, where I really had to go through that painful ordeal so that I can realize, man, it's not as really people imagine. It's not like in the movies or, you know, when you see it on TV. I see it happening today where you see a freshman come into campus and they feel compelled to date because everyone else around them is dating. So that's the essence of the story. Like, I never really understood the meaning of it. And I'm still young. I'm not, they say guys mature like what, at 30 or 25? So I am still in my journey of maturity. But one thing I can tell you is, For me being single like I am right now, it's really a choice, and it's really a beautiful choice that I'm enjoying because I have really other priorities to look at, or it's not really, actually, that's the thing, it's not like a priority, which brings me to really, when do you know then that you're ready for dating? And like me at that time who I was, you know, I was just like dating for, you know, for first of all, status, you know, you want to date. For some reason in high school, when girls used to hear you're dating, then they would flock. And I think that happens like right now. If you are a dude, you'd notice like, man, you're really this guy who's determined. If you don't have a girlfriend, girls won't like shoot their shots. But once there is an announcement, hey, K-boy's man, K-boy's gone, then that's when girls now start seeing the potential. So the status was very key. Like when people know you have a girlfriend, then it was, you know, it was good status. But there was never understanding. There was never intention. You don't know, what do you do if I am I'm a dude? What do I do when I'm dating? And the sad thing is that some of us grow with that, right? And especially, I mean, I'm not against like boys boarding schools or girls boarding schools, or, you know, girls schools and boys schools. But I think that lack of interaction really does slow down or delay the maturity in regards to dating, because then now when you come to campus where there's much more freedom, you know, in like high school you are limited to some extent, like you are given freedom to some extent, even though it's a mixed school, there's only too much that you can do with a girl in high school. But in campus, without the knowledge or without that experience or without that awareness, you mess up in larger proportions that you'd want to. And then when you click, because for me all these realizations clicked in Form 3. That's when I realized, bro, I am messing my education and my life and everything because of these beautiful, beautiful flowers called ladies, right? And it was really terrible. But I'm glad that I realized it at that moment because I took a turn. And then coming to campus is like, man, angalia watoto, mimi nimepitia stuff. And those are my ages, right? So you grow at different or you mature at different paces. There's a book that I read about dating, and it was by Paul Kluder. Right, it was Welcome to Adulting. It's a really an amazing book that I would suggest that you get for yourself and just read. It's very it's very religious, or it's not religious really, it's written by a pastor, so there's a lot of reference to the Bible. So even though you're not like of any religion, you'll still get it, right? But in this book, the first very key things that maybe I like to highlight, because now that we are talking about dating, so let me just look for it, because I need notes. Like, that's how serious I am with reading. So if you hear my book flipping or pages flipping, that's me trying to get it. But really, the book has everything that you need in regards to like adulting. Some things you can take it or not, because again, adulting is very relative to everyone. And I think that's why I love the book, because it doesn't force you to anyway, but it's here, found it. So dating, right. So one of the things he highlights in this book, which is, I think, is very key, is when you read it or when you read that chapter of dating, you will very much notice explicitly, like there is so much intention behind dating, right? Like dating is really intentional. I think what we tend to mistake is that, of course, there is so much, of course, you know, feelings and emotions are like a prerequisite to dating. Like you have to feel it in your gut. Like you have to, you know, you have to feel warm inside when you're interacting with someone. You have to feel safe. Like those are prerequisites to like telling you, all right, I think I might want to be engaged with this person, or I want to might get into a relationship. But we make a mistake of thinking that that's the only basis of me being factful of dating. Because I think while growing up and in our generation, we have really grown up in this situation whereby as long as we are vibing, as long as we have feelings for each other, as long as we have emotions for each other, that is enough to say, listen, from whatever point of life we are in, let's start dating. But I think that's wrong, because we need to, there are other factors that lie. There are external factors that need, the logic comes into the picture while you have those prerequisites. The first thing that this book that I love talks about was the aspect of dating for fun. And I think I've talked about that. But there was this other important aspect that said, love is action, right? And like I said, it referenced the Bible. So there's this, I think it's in Romans, I'm not sure. But they say, you know, love is kind, love is this, love is. So love is action, meaning that loving someone it's not about the feelings. It's more of, you know, doing. Love is a doing word. And people mistake that with thinking that it's feelings, because feelings are like, you know, I feel hungry. That might change in the next few, right? If I eat food. So love is not a feeling, it's more of doing something. So that's a very important note to note. Being ready for dating is very relative. And that's something that I've come to understand. Previously, I would judge people like, man, you're dating at such a young age, bro, chill. Like, you guys, you're what, 18, 19? You don't know anything. But I realize sometimes dating is relative. And sometimes the best way to learn when you're ready is really to immerse yourself into it, right? I'll give you first that as the answer. But then there's a lot that goes into dating. And for me, I think dating or being in a relationship with someone romantically is a very big deal. For me, I know dating should be a kind of like a preliminary step towards you headed for marriage, right? Like, we know that. There are people, I mean, I respect everyone who is like dating for fun. I mean, that's their choice. When I say respect, I just mean I don't judge them. Not that I respect as in, hey, we are boys, man. I know you're playing that girl. I respect, no. It means that I'm not judging you. But then, for as long as you know that dating is a prerequisite or it's a preliminary step or it's actually a step that has to be there so that you end up in marriage, then you'll understand by that truth in itself that dating really involves a lot in your life. Like, it might be a centerpiece of your life. I mean, like, it will be a very huge part of your life, right? If you understand that ultimately you're dating towards marriage. Like, that should be an understanding, right? Like, you're dating towards heading to marriage. So you'll understand that it will be a very big part of your life, meaning that by the time you're making a decision to date, it should be that every other part of your life seemingly is in sync with now you being ready to date. Notice I use the word seemingly should be in sync, meaning that, I mean, you might never be really certain that I'm ready to date, but you can have a feel in deep down in your gut that I feel like now I am ready to date. Seemingly, like, things are seemingly in sync with the right time of dating. So people always say it's not the right time of dating. It's a cliche statement that has been used, but there is some essence and truth in it. So for me, for example, if someone comes right now, and I'm being very honest, if a lady friend comes right now, or if I see a lady friend that I am really attracted to, which there is one, I hope you're listening. I just won't say your name, but I hope you're listening. If I see that, I will take a step back. Taking a step back doesn't mean that I ghost them or that I don't, you know, interact with them. In fact, I do interact with them normally than usual, but it would mean that I would just hold it right there. It doesn't mean that you are also, you know, like, just caging them, that their life won't move on because you want them to wait for you. No, you know, let them do them, right? But you are holding because you're not ready. So for me, if I realize that I'm kind of getting feelings or I'm having a crush on someone, I look at what is my situation right now, what are my priorities, right? So I would easily say it's not the right time. But you'll only say it's not the right time having considered factors in your life. I might not know when I'll be okay to get into a relationship, but by the circumstances that I'm at right now, then I know it will not be okay to get into a relationship. One, because I will honestly let the person down in regards to, you know, time, in regards to me always be there for them, in regards to me, you know, just taking care of them, or, you know, them being in my head right now. It could be like, you're not ready because really your circumstances at the moment, remember that sometimes, you know, you tell this to people and they say, "Ay, bro, man, you can never not say that. Can't even will you ever be ready for dating?" Remember, these are circumstances at the moment. Listen, I'm about to get like a degree, or I'm in my fourth year. Getting into a relationship at this moment may not be ideal because, like I said, relationship is such a big part of your life. Again, this is relative depending on how important you hold a relationship. There are people who can easily date online. I can't. That's just, I can't. I have to see you every day. I have to almost see you every day. I have to have instances where I can hug you and hold you and talk to you. So it depends again, right? But for as long as it's a very serious matter to you because you're involving another person, then you'd know that my current circumstance might not accommodate you at the moment, at this particular moment, because there's someone that I'm really focusing on, so that by the time I'm dating you, it would be very much easier to give you all my attention and to be there for you. Of course, life moves on. And I always tell people, by the time you're dating, your partner or your significant other should just be an additive to your life. An additive meaning that you can do without, unajua kama chumvi kwa chakula. Like you can do without salt in your food, but having it in your food is very recommended because it makes your food better. So that's the essence of a partner. Like they are an additive to your life. They only make it better by making you make the right choices. You know, if you're budgeting if you're thinking of getting a house or a place to move in, you get the essence of like thinking of dating long term. And I think that's probably one of the mistakes that we do. We never add an intention or really ask ourselves, okay, why am I really interested in dating this person? If you're dating to really feel in loneliness or, you know, stop feeling lonely, then you are dating for the wrong reason, right? There's always need to have an intention. And when you are really having an intention towards dating, then you'll really be genuine with yourself and say, okay, Kevin, what are my main priorities right now? Is dating really a priority? When you have nothing going on with your life, then you have more time to do nothing. And you have more time to think, all right, let's try this dating thing, right? Hey, it's fun, right? Most of us do that mistake of getting into a relationship without a pre-thought intention. And I know people will say it's a free world, you know, follow your heart, YOLO, run with the sun. I mean, chase the sun, you know, go get heartbroken, you know, go live your life, go love women and you know, go, go fall in love and everything. But I think really, it's about really getting back and what are my principles as a guy who really wants to invest in a relationship and wants to be involved in a relationship. What are some of the things that I hold dear, right? For me, it could be, you know, I really want to love and love my girlfriend and just not tell her that I love her. I want to show her that I do. I might not be able at the moment because I have things like, you know, I have things like school maybe, for example, right? Like that are occupying me, bro. I never have like time to think about you because I'm almost finishing, right? So I need this time to just focus on that at the moment. You get nikamse anafanya fourth year sai, almost graduating, umse anakimbizana na units. Does it make sense? Even though we say, you know, relationships are all about feelings and emotions, does it make sense really to add on a pressure of a relationship? I'll let you just think about that for a moment. Sometimes, you know, people would even, you know, a lady friend would come and say, listen, we vibe a lot. You are amazing. I'm amazing. We both know that. You know, I'm pretty. You're beautiful. Why don't you want to just get into this thing? And then you really think deeply and say, you know, when it's official, like you're dating, then it's a much bigger task. And a lot of things are involved and a lot of things intertwine that are not there. And as much as you would like to say, you know, you're just my partner, I still move on with my life. The fact is you are now involved in my life. And as a guy in the relationship, I want to check up on you as often as I can. I want to know you because, again, here is what we also forget, that dating is not merely dating. It's not like marriage. You know, marriage is, I don't want to say marriage is easier because what are you doing when you're dating? You are literally interviewing someone or you are literally getting to know someone. That's the essence of dating, so that you can end up in marriage. Meaning there's a lot of time investment in this. There's a lot of thinking. There's a lot of contemplating. It's not just a matter of like we're boyfriend and girlfriend or in a relationship. I don't know if people call it boyfriend and girlfriend still. I've been out of the game for what, 2 years? But you are now involved in this other person. So, you know, you have to create time for them. You have to schedule for them. You have to think really, do my principles match with this person, right? So I've said a lot, but I would say that dating is very relative, that you really have to think deeply. And I would challenge you to probably start by asking yourself, what is dating to you? Like, how intentional do I want to be about getting to a relationship? I'm talking about this because it's a very sensitive matter. And I've seen many girls or, you know, many dudes as well getting into very so much pressure because they don't even understand who they're dating. Like, they don't know who they're dating. They don't even know themselves. They're like, why are things going this way? Why isn't it the fantasy that I envisioned? So you really have to sit down with yourself and, you know, start asking yourself, okay, what does dating mean to you? To some people, and you should respect it, to some people, dating is, you know, I want to take care of my girlfriend. I want to be able to take her out. So for as long as I cannot afford to do that, then I really want to to involve myself in her. That's, you know, that's a reason. That's what dating means to them. To some, it will be, for me, dating is giving a maximum time because that's my love language, right? For as long as I am out of the country or out of the city, I cannot do that to you. So I might as well just put a hold on to that. And then when I have the time, or when I'm now, you know, engaged in something that is more consistent, then I can be with you. So it's about asking yourself, okay, what does dating first mean to me? And then now look at my circumstances. If I bring in something, you know, it's similarly to like taking a job or leaving a job. Because like you said, dating something as serious as, you know, work. It's like you put work in it. I'm trying to avoid to say it's a job, but literally it's something that you have to invest in for it to work. So it's like picking a job in and refusing a job. Sometimes you have too much occupying your plate, or too much in your plate, that you say, you know what, that's a very good job and I appreciate even the money and the exposure, but I'm gonna put a hold on it for a moment because I have this other job, but I know you guys are still there, right? So I can always come and put my input. It's not like you're running away. Unless you are, then it was not meant for me, right? So that's the other thing. So just really think, what are my circumstances at the moment? Do I want to make that decision and make that leap? What I'm trying to discourage is like just making a decision out of mere emotion. By the fact that, you know, we are vibing, we love each other, we feel like we do, that means we know each other enough to know that we are ready for dating or to date. So you need to really ask yourself that question. Something else that maybe I can share with you is that, like I said, love is action, meaning that you can choose to love people, right? By the moment that you know love is action, it means you can choose to love someone. That is very good because it might mean that then if you're worried about ending up lonely, because I've had people say, you know, I'm worried about ending up lonely. No one is coming to me, or, you know, I don't know. So I nikipata mtu wacha nimshikilie hata kama they're toxic au. Remember that love is action. And first of all, for as long as someone is not transmuting that same action to you, then you don't need to be involved with them. But with that being said, it means that you also have the power to love someone, right? You have the power to show action to someone. Meaning then that, unlike what we believe that love is a feeling, you know, when people say love is a feeling, they say then that, you know, you will know the person that you love when you do, or there is that one person in the universe who's destined for you. I don't know about you, but it would scare me if there's only one person destined for me, because what if they never make it to meet me? What if they die, right? Or what if I die and the person who we were meant to meet never gets to meet me because I was the one designated person to ever be with them. The truth is, and you might, again, disagree with me, I feel like the truth is there are more people in this world that are compatible with you than you know. Right? Like, you can go to the US and get a girlfriend today. Like, I can go live in the US and I'll get a girlfriend there. I'm sure of that. I can go live in Norway and I know I'll interact with people there and I'll get a girlfriend. I am now in Kenya. I know I'll interact with some ladies here and I'll get a girlfriend here. That's my computer dying. So with that knowledge in mind, it means then that there is you can never have pressure or really simply date because out of the fear that you'll never find someone who's as compatible as you, or who is compatible to you. It's for you to just choose. It might sound like you're the boss here, but it's for you to choose, then who do I want to end up with, right? From all the people who are seemingly compatible to me, then who can I choose to love and show love through my actions? And then date with an aim to be an additive to someone's life. The problem we do, and I think I've talked about this, is really thinking about dating to fill in a gap. So I'm lonely. And yet, maybe you're just confusing between being alone and being lonely. So I'm lonely. Man, let me date this woman, or let me date this girl, so that I can stop being lonely. You are not dating to be an additive. Here, you're dating to be a liability, man. You have to think about dating to be an additive. Like, that means that you're working on yourself right now. You're taking time. Like, I'm taking time to just work on myself, read as many books as I can, you know, stay physically fit, even look good, you know, get a haircut every month or something, you know, brush my teeth, you know, but it's the small things, right? Like, you know, just make sure my physique, like, I have vitality, man. I want my lady to look at me and feel good walking with me, right? I want to sound good. I want to improve my communication, my eloquency. I want to be an additive to my woman. So that should be the essence again. Date with an aim to be an additive to someone. Like, they meet you and they're like, oh my goodness, man, you just came at the opportune moment. I'm glad that you took your time to be this good. If you're dating, congratulations. Just keep at it. You know, work on it. Invest now that you know it's an investment. And for me, I'd like to encourage you as young people, as my peers, which I know we don't talk about sometimes. Boys just hang out and talk about how they'll smash ladies and whatnot. It's cheap banter that brings people together. But I think as individuals, you just have to really think and be like, you know, I'm my own human being. When I get this lady that I want to respect, or if you're a lady, if you get this guy that you intend to live with, it should be easier than it would be right now. Easier than it would be right now. So that means if you're single, or even though you're dating, just work on yourself. But that doesn't mean that you now wait until you're 40 to start dating. Do it for as long as you feel like, you know, it's now something that I can consider, or it's a priority, given what I've looked at. I think that's all I want to share, and I'm really grateful for you listening. The Instagram is at Kevin's Pod. Do engage with me there. Check out on my stories, because I'll be asking you guys questions. I'll be bringing you guys here to talk to me. I'm currently recording this in my room, so you might have an opportune time here. you might have a good time here. But anyway, you can do it remotely. So do engage with me at Kevin's Pod, the DMs. Also, I have some amazing news. We dropped a new podcast called Digital Dystopia, which very soon, keep tuned, just follow on Instagram at Digital Dystopia Podcast. It's streaming at the moment at AfriPods, which is an African-based podcast hosting platform. Remember, date with an aim of being an additive. Work on yourself, because that way, again, birds of the same feather flock together. And so sometimes if you're not certain who you'll end up with, just work with yourself with a sense of belief that for as long as I'm working on myself to be really good, the universe will conspire to just give me someone who is working as good as I am. Because again, birds of the same feather flock together. Take care of yourself. Meet you here next week, same time. Bye bye.